This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian officials said Thursday that Russian forces carried out aerial attacks on multiple cities overnight, killing at least two people. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to meet U.S. leaders here in Washington today as he seeks more support for his country's fight against the Russian aggression. Zelensky is expected to meet with both Democratic and Republican congressional leaders and have talks with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon before an afternoon meeting with President Joe Biden at the White House. The Biden administration has asked Congress to approve $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. The National Security Council spokesman told reporters Wednesday that the funding, which includes more than $20 billion for defense, would have a significant impact on Ukraine's fighting in the coming months. Additional support for Ukraine has met resistance from some Republican lawmakers. The U.S. Senate has confirmed General C.Q. Brown as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, putting him in place to succeed General Mark Milley when he retires at the end of the month. Brown's confirmation on an overwhelming 83-11 vote comes after President Biden nominated him for the post last month, or months rather, and Democrats tried to maneuver around holes placed on hundreds of nominations by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, who said that he will continue to hold up other nominations unless the Pentagon ends its policy of paying for travel when a service member has to go out of state to get an abortion or other reproductive care. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Rwanda's president says he will run for a fourth term next year, and that what the West thinks is not my problem, his words, after the United States and others criticized the earlier lifting of term limits to extend his rule. President Paul Kagame made the announcement in an interview with a French-language publication. Kagame has been president since 2000 and was declared the winner of the previous election in 2017 with the majority of the vote. Kagame could stay in power until 2034. Negotiators for the striking Writers Guild of America and Hollywood Studios will meet again today to try to resolve a nearly five-month standoff that has disrupted film and television production. The WGA and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents Walt Disney, Netflix, and other media companies, held talks for the first time in about a month on Wednesday. The WGA went on strike in May after negotiations reached an impasse over compensation, minimum staffing of writers' rooms, and the role of artificial intelligence, among other issues. The SAG-AFTRA Actors Union called a work stoppage in July, putting Hollywood in the midst of two simultaneous strikes for the first time in 63 years. No talks are currently scheduled between the actors and the studios. Azerbaijan claimed full control of the breakaway Nagorno and Karabakh region after local Armenian forces there agreed to lay down their weapons following the latest outbreak of fighting in the decades-long separatist conflict. Authorities in the ethnic Armenian region declared that local self-defense forces will disarm and disband under a Russian-mediated ceasefire. Azerbaijan's president trumpeted victory in a televised address to the nation. Pro-Armenian forces have been weakened by a blockade of the southern Caucasus Mountains region that is recognized internationally as being part of Azerbaijan. In other news, closer to home, after a strict COVID-19 lockdown that shattered its tourism industry between 2020 and 2022, China is trying to revive the market by making it easier for foreigners to visit the country. Under a revised visa application requirement this week, applicants only must report 1 year of travel history instead of 5 years as previously required. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.